Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women. He made over 100 trips, the grand jury found, smuggling people throughout our country. MS-13 members, violent gang, terrorist organization members throughout our country. Thousands of illegal aliens were smuggled. This is especially disturbing because Abrego Garcia is also alleged with transporting minor children. The defendant traded the innocence of minor children for profit.
This is Pam Bondi speaking.
There are
right
even
now.
More disturbing facts
announcing
that the grand jury uncovered.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico. This is part of that same ring. The defendant abused undocumented alien females, according to co-conspirators, who were under his control while transporting them throughout our country. This defendant trafficked firearms and narcotics throughout our country on multiple occasions. They were using vehicles, SUVs, with added seats in the back, floors that had been ripped out, guns, narcotics, children, women, MS-13 members. That is what the grand jury found. A co-conspirator alleged that the defendant solicited nude photographs and videos of a minor. A co-conspirator also alleges the defendant played a role in the murder of a rival gang member's mother. These facts demonstrate Abrego Garcia is a danger to our community. We want to thank the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, our state and local partners, our acting U.S. Attorney Robert McGuire, and prosecutors from the Joint Task Force, Vulcan. Questions?
Attorney General, the traffic stop that we've seen video of from Tennessee, where Abrego Garcia was first identified by the local authorities, at the time, the Homeland Security Department declined to take custody of him. What has happened in between that time and in between the time that the government has been arguing that he was not returnable from El Salvador? What has happened since in this investigation that brought you here?
Yes, the question was, in 2021, there was the traffic stop. and what has changed since then. What has changed is Donald Trump is now president of the United States, and our borders are again secure. And thanks to the bright light that has been shined on Abrego Garcia, this investigation continued with actually amazing police work. And we were able to track this case and stop this international smuggling ring from continuing.
These were recently found facts, right?
Yes. Recently found facts.
To that point, can you just explain when this investigation was opened? The investigation in Tennessee, can you say when that investigation was opened?
Well, the grand jury indicted on May 21st. This investigation has been ongoing.
This case has been hotly debated here in Washington. In your mind, does this resolve that issue in terms of his deportation? And should this be seen in any way as complying with the judge's order to return him to the U.S. and the Supreme Court ruling that the U.S. government should facilitate his return?
Well, there's a big difference between what the state of play was before the indictment and after the indictment. And so the reason why he is back and was returned was because there's an arrest warrant, which was presented to the government in El Salvador. So there's a big difference there. As far as whether it makes the ongoing litigation in Maryland moot, I would think so. But we don't know that. This, he just landed today.
Jake, CBS.
I just want to confirm what you said earlier, that you're intending to prosecute him and keep him in an American prison if he's found guilty, and then would remove him after his sentence is over.
Correct. Yes, he will be prosecuted in our country, sentenced in our country if convicted, and then returned after completion of his sentence.
Last one, Sadie, Wall Street Journal.
Okay. One's on topic, one's off topic. Maybe I misunderstood you, but you were mentioning, that he had some involvement in a murder, or was connected to groups that had, involved with this other smuggling ring. But to be clear, the only charges he's facing right now are the, human smuggling charges. That's the one offense. But the other things that you have talked about are not actually in the indictment?
No, co-conspirators allege that, and we were clear to say that. He is charged with, it's not only very serious charges of alien smuggling. And again, there were children involved in that. Human trafficking, not only in our country, but in our world, is very, very real. It's very dangerous. And as you saw recently in Virginia, the arrest we made of the MS-13 member, unrelated to this, we learned at that press conference, that's where they bring young children into our country and they start grooming them at middle school age to become MS-13 full-fledged members, commit violent crimes throughout our country. It is highly organized. It is very dangerous. And they are living throughout our country, but no more, because they are being arrested, they are being prosecuted, and being convicted and deported when appropriate. That's all for today.
Thank you.
Kilmer Abrego.
Hey, that's the Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing that Kilmer Abrego Garcia will be brought back to the United States for prosecution. Kids were involved in his smugglings, and they are bringing him back to the United States of America now to face justice. Now, this comes, remember, after all these Democrats like Chris Van Hollen of Maryland and some other Democrat congresswoman from Maryland were going to El Salvador to advocate his release. And, of course, that famous picture of Van Hollen having margaritas with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. Now, I don't know if it really was a margarita. It doesn't matter. The point is this. It looked like a time at a golf club, the two of them hanging out together. Well, now you're bringing back this guy. This is really smart politics. I'll tell you what, this is why the Trump administration, they're always like 18 steps ahead of these people, aren't they? Now you're going to bring him back, this very guy that you were advocating for, and they're going to throw more charges at him and break down the fact that this guy was involved with conspiracy to transport aliens, the unlawful transportation of undocumented aliens. This is all the U.S. District Court of Tennessee, which is putting this out. and they're going to have due process for him. Look at that. So you get your wish. The left gets their wish. They get to bring him back to the United States. He gets to face more charges. They're going to throw more due process at him. They're going to cost the taxpayers of America more money as they now put more process, give him more due process. They go after him for the conspiracy to transport guns, weapons, paperwork, minors, all these other things. And you know that they're doing this because they know they're going to win. Abrego Garcia landed back in the United States of America today. He's back. And now he will face justice. So all these people who were screaming, he's got to come back. Congratulations, lefties. You got your wish. He's back. And now he's going to have more criminal charges against him. And then when that whole process is over, they're going to deport his ass again. Send him right back to the prison in El Salvador, exactly where he belongs. But these Democrats are so politically stupid that this is the hill to die on. Going and defending this guy, flying to El Salvador to sit down with him at a what honestly would look like a vacation video. That's what it looked like, a vacation video. Matt, can you grab the traffic stop of Abrego Garcia? We played that before, I know, on the show. When you get a chance.
Give me 2 seconds and I'll grab it.
Take your time. It was November 30th, 2022. But this idiot, Chris Van Hollen, I mean, this guy's a dumb guy. I thought Maisie Hirono, well, she is dumb. And I thought that Richard Blumenthal, he's also very, very dumb. But this Chris Van Hollen, he made his whole political career on this. This guy, because this was a Maryland man. Then they fly down there and they have these drinks. Literally, the drinks that they had, that the senator and Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, they were cherries. Now, whether they were margaritas or not, I don't know. It doesn't matter. There was a cherry on top, literally a cherry. Now, they said, well, the drinks were put there as a prop. Okay, well, hey, listen, man, a picture speaks 1,000 words. You're sitting there having a fruity drink with a guy, and the drink has a cherry on top, and this guy is a freaking gangbanger who's now accused of, by the United States of America, human trafficking and conspiracy and trafficking underage kids as well. Great. Good job. You won. You're going to get him back in America. This is a big win for the left. You guys should take a big victory lap. Good for you. You did it. You did it. What a bunch of idiots. These are the dumb. I mean, honestly, the political opposition, this is why it's such a shame to watch Trump and Elon fight, because there is no Democrat opposition left. They're gone. It's over. There's nobody out there. Telling you, the best hope they have is the love gov, Andrew Cuomo. He's the best hope they have, because the guy's proven, he's tested, he can survive any scandal, he can rise from the political dead. But beyond him, although the women on The View were fawning over Wes Moore, who was the governor of Maryland today, but he's kind of boring. Cuomo's got the sizzle. You know what I mean? He's got the sizzle. He's what they need. He'll be their nominee in 2028, probably. But think of what these Democrats, how much political capital they've spent on this Abrego Garcia guy. Think of this. And now he's back in the United States of America. Meanwhile, you have the mayor of Boston screaming about how ICE agents are wearing masks. I remember during COVID in Philly, how cops would get in trouble if they weren't wearing masks? Hot streets of Philadelphia in the summer of 2020. Hot streets of Philadelphia in the summer of 2020, and the cops had to wear masks. I didn't hear anyone complaining about how they're neo-Nazis. There were no concerns about due process. There were no concerns about you need to see the face of the cops. Nothing. If we saw the face of the cops, that was a problem. Matt, any chance you found that by chance?
I do have it. If you want to listen to it, we can play it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Texas is good. How many rows have you got in here? Four?
Where?
Four seats? Four rows of seats?
Yeah, it's three seats. Yeah, we hit. Yeah.
Did y'all put an extra one in?
Huh?
Did y'all put another one in?
No.
Did it come like this?
Is the truck?
I've never seen one with that many seats in it.
Do you hear them? What you say? He's my boss.
I said I've never seen one with that many seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why I was asking if you put an extra one in.
No, it's the same. Like this.
Okay.
You know what you got, right? You know what you got here, right? He's hauling these people for money, is what he's doing. But sometimes they commingle dope. And
no, but
there's eight people in there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the thing about this is they called the FBI and they called ICE and no one came. You know why no one came when those cops called and said this guy's smuggling people? Because it was the Biden Department of Justice. That's why. And they didn't come. They didn't care. So the cops could nothing they could do. They couldn't find a law that he was breaking in the state of Tennessee. They called the feds. The feds wouldn't come. There's audio of that, too, of the cops saying that. Do we have that, Matt, of the cops saying we call the feds and the FBI and they're not coming?
It might be a continuation of this clip if you want to continue to listen.
Yeah, keep going.
I didn't know that. They put an extra roll of seats in there.
Yeah, so he's getting paid to all these people, probably to Maryland, I would say, if I had my guess.
I'll look for it.
All right. No problem. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VenariaDental.com. So big political victory for the left. Kilmer Abrego-Garcia is back in the United States of America. They got him out of that prison in El Salvador to face criminal charges in the United States of America. The Maryland man is back, and the Maryland man is going to be found guilty of these charges because they have a very strong case against him. And then the Maryland man will be deported again, just like the original deportation order from the judge about the Maryland man, Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. So there you go. We are dealing with the dumbest group of Democrats in the history. There's no opposition. None. They got nothing. All right, as we continue along the show here today, it is Friday. It is also the 81st anniversary of Operation Overlord, which, of course, is the invasion of, or I should say the liberation by the Allies of occupied France. The turning point of the war, no doubt about it. The reason why we are free today, the world is free of Nazi tyranny. And I wonder sometimes what would happen if that operation had failed. Would we have wound up using an atomic bomb against Hitler? It's very possible we might have. It's very possible the war may have dragged on. And it's very possible we may have bombed Germany instead of Japan. Something to think about there. And then how that would have changed the face of history. It's also possible that maybe Hitler would have eventually come up with an atomic bomb. It's unlikely, though, as you look at the trajectory of it, we were kind of destined to beat him on that front. But still, Operation Paperclip, after the war ended, we brought a lot of Nazi German scientists back to the United States of America after that to work on our programs. Some of that was a mistake. All right, more to come as we continue with this breaking news today. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing these charges against Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. Coming right back.
Hey, honey, have you heard about PFAS in water?
No. What are they?
They're harmful chemicals that can be in our drinking water. PFAS are called forever chemicals.
Ooh. So how do we deal with that?
I'm going to call Martin Water Conditioning. They have whole home water systems that help remove PFAS and other contaminants.
So we'll have cleaner, safer drinking water?
Exactly.
To learn more, visit our website at martinwater.com. Martin Water Conditioning. Better water, better life.
As a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. One minute you're ordering today's inventory, and the next you're planning tomorrow's expansion. It's complicated, but your business credit card should be simple. With the Signify Business Cash Card by Wells Fargo, you earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases for your business, with no caps or categories to track. Signify Business Cash, the deliberately simple business credit card. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/signify. Terms apply.
The Crash Proof Retirement System is more than just a shield for your retirement. Our exclusive system offers unique flexibility, orchestrating crash-proof vehicles to maximize growth with the market, but with none of the volatility. That's why our clients enjoy both security and prosperity, knowing that they're taking full advantage of the market without ever risking their principal.
Philip Baglivo from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Now is the time to look into Crash Proof Retirement for better growth and protection. With the Crash Proof Retirement System, I've earned 9% interest this year. I don't pay any fees, and I always come out on top. It's definitely a cornerstone for me to have Crash Proof Retirement in my life.
Schedule an appointment or register for the next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA, Tuesday, June 10th, 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Heading to the shore and dreaming about upgrading your home? Kitchen Magic can help you fall in love with your kitchen again. We're family-owned, American-made, and tariff-proof, so your remodel stays on budget. This June only, enjoy 24 months, same as cash financing. Don't wait. Get started today at KitchenMagic.com or call 1-800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic since 1979.
Lexus of Cherry Hill, an elite of Lexus dealer and a seven-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience. Why would you buy your Lexus from anyone else? The 2025 Lexus models are here and moving fast. Tony and his team at Lexus of Cherry Hill are your source for the Lexus of your dreams. Over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Face it, you deserve a Lexus and you deserve award-winning customer service. Start your journey at LexusofCherryHill.com.
For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit JDPower.com/US-DOE.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Meet Viant AI, the world's first fully autonomous advertising platform. With Viant AI, you can automate media planning, analyze results, and drive smarter decisions, all while saving you time and resources. Viant AI helps you unlock new potential and boost productivity regardless of your expertise. Visit Viant.ai today and see how the future of artificial intelligence in advertising can work for you.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Saving for retirement is one thing. Making your money last? Well, you might need some help. Listen to Joe Yakovich on The Heart of Your Money, Saturdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Broadcasting live from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, Senator Chris Van Hollen. Yeah, good choice of songs, by the way. We'll meet again for Chris, for Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. He just put out a statement a short time ago. For months, the Trump administration flouted the Supreme Court and our Constitution. Today, they appear to have finally relented to our demands for compliance with court orders and with the due process rights afforded to blah, 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 see, was this in the United States. I have repeatedly said that this is not about Kilmer Abrego-Garcia and it is about due process. Well, hey, listen, genius, now you're going to get the due process. Now you're going to get lots of due process. As I've repeatedly said, this is not about the man. It's about his constitutional rights and the rights of all. The administration will now have to make its case in the court of law. They will. And it's going to cost the taxpayers more money. And then he'll be found guilty. And then he'll be deported again. All this at the expense of taxpayers. I hope that whoever runs against Chris Van Hollen will absolutely 100% make a long list of how much this guy is costing the United States of America in terms of these trials and prosecutions and incarceration and the security and feeding them and housing them and all of it. And then send that bill to Chris Van Hollen right there. Unbelievable. And remember, this guy had due process in the first place. He had a deportation order by a judge. So it wasn't like he was innocent the whole time, and then they decided, well, now we got to charge him since we deported him. No, he was found guilty. There was a deportation order against him. The only issue was where Kilmer Abrego could be deported to. That's it. And they said at the time he could only be deported to, or they said he couldn't be deported to El Salvador. That was the issue. It was never a question of whether or not the guy should have been deported from the United States of America. Of course he should have. That was never an issue. I think the Democrats have completely once again fallen into a trap carefully laid by Donald Trump and the administration. You want him back? You got him back. Congratulations. Congratulations. I want to play this for you. This is interesting here. This is now Senator John Fetterman, a guy who's been pretty outspoken on the need to go after these illegal immigrants, these violent criminals. He's now asking Democrats, make up your mind about Elon Musk. Make up your mind about this guy, because they hated him until they didn't hate him. And now they hated him. Then they hated him. And now they love him again. So which is it? Make up your friggin' mind. This is Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, Cut 15.
What do you make of Musk's criticism of him?
Well, it's like I've been saying, you know, the dams we've been dumping all over Musk and vandalizing Teslas or whatever, and now suddenly now we might be more back into him and thing. It's just like, it's thing. It's like, you know, he's right about the big, beautiful bill. I mean, now it's like adding a $2.5 trillion debt. I mean, it's astonishing. I can't imagine anyone genuinely think this is like a smart thing, and that's where we are. And now it's suddenly, now Musk is right. Well, we were just, you know, going after him for all those months now and showing up at Tesla dealerships and all those kind of things. It's like, you know, we have to decide, you know, where are we thinking about him?
Are Democrats disingenuous, suddenly finding Elon Musk as their new best friend?
Well, I'm saying, though, it's like... he's right about the big, beautiful bill. And now suddenly, it wasn't that long ago that Tesla's was like the virtue signaling kind of accessory for Dems as well, too. So now where we are on all this kind of a thing now, where I follow what I as the truth. I would never want to vandalize Tesla's. And now the big, beautiful bill is wrong for America. And so from my perspective, it's like I've just tried to be consistent through that.
There you go. All right, we'll come back. Dr. Victoria Coates will join us as we continue along here on the show. It's Friday. We'll talk to Dr. Coates about lots of things international. We'll also get her reaction to this, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
She is the vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, the author of the book, the must-read book, Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. She's Philadelphia's own and former deputy national security advisor to President Donald Trump, Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Well, happy Friday, Rich. Hopefully this interview will be more successful than the Phillies have been recently.
Yeah, you know, I was there last Friday, and it rained all over us, and we didn't get to hug the fanatic because he, I guess when it rains, he can't dance on top of the dugout, I guess, for safety reasons. Or maybe it's a Galapagos Island fear, I don't know.
Something like that. I guess he can't get wet, which is unusual for something from the Galapagos.
Do you want to comment on the breaking news, Pam Bondi announcing that Kilmar Abrego-Garcia is now back in the United States and facing a litany of charges relating to human trafficking?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of folks who have been lionizing Garcia as, you know, the Maryland man who lived with his U.S. citizen wife and was an exemplary neighbor, and everybody wanted to have him over for dinner. That maybe that's not the case, and maybe deporting this guy was not a terrible idea. I think all credit to the Attorney General for when the mistake was discovered, following the letter of the law. But I think he probably has a steeper road ahead of him here in the United States than he would have in El Salvador.
Yeah, no doubt about that. She said that he basically was involved in human trafficking and also involving the trafficking of children as well. These are very serious charges. I just think, you know, from a political perspective, boy, the Democrats chose this hill to die on. And now, I mean, they got their wish. He's coming back to the United States, and he's going to be exposed as even more of a bad dude than before. And how much money this is going to cost us. And then it's still going to be the same outcome. He's going to wind up being deported. So I the political capital the Democrats have spent on this guy is remarkable.
You know, it's really shocking. And their insistence that, you know, that the vast majority of the illegal aliens who were allowed in during the Biden administration are just wonderful people looking for economic betterment. That's just not true.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are some, but they should wait their turn, like so many millions of legal immigrants have done for our country over the decades. That is a process. They can do that. And you know, instead to come in illegally means from the get-go, you do not respect our laws. You are not interested in the way, you know, we run our country. And, you know, that is not necessarily going to be the kind of people we want to attract.
I'm going to play a clip for you. This is the deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino. He's talking about the report on the COVID-19 origins and action, which is coming around this as well. Cut 26.
Let me ask you about, and again, a lightning round. Let's go quickly. COVID origins. Are we going to find out information that the government lied to us?
You're damn right you are. We're all over that. The minute I got in there in that job, I said, hey,
they
get
purposely
everybody
lied
here.
To the American
got?
People. They
well,
purposely
you're
lied
find
to
out.
Us.
Yeah, listen, that's the one I'm the most optimistic about. I was pretty clear on my social media account that I ordered a that case immediately to be looked into again. We have a great investigator on it, and I think we should see action on that one shortly.
Now, Dr. Coates, in addition to being to your role when you served as Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, you also worked for the Energy Secretary, Dan Briette. He was the one who really kind of first raised the red flags about this and the alarms back in 2019 that, hey, the Chinese military was involved in this in the lab, right?
Right. And I mean, Dan was referred to as, anti-science and anti-Asian for his comments. And no, everyone insisted that this was from the wet market. It was some kind of animal virus that had migrated. But one of the things I'm proudest that we've done at Heritage in recent years is now CIA Director John Ratcliffe spearheaded our bipartisan commission on the origins of COVID that did as much as they could in the non-classified vein to expose what had happened. And we actually got some Democrats to sign on, including former Senator Heitkamp and my friend Jamie Metzl. So there is a case that even reasonable Democrats can agree with that, no, this did originate in the Wuhan virus lab, hence the name, and that it was potentially a Chinese plot. And that is why this issue with the two Chinese nationals who were smuggling in some kind of biofungus hazard to the University of Michigan is so deeply concerning this week, because the Chinese have revealed themselves in the past through things like COVID to be willing to play very fast and loose with this kind of contagion.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Coates. I want to play a clip for you. This is the president talking about his call with Chairman Xi of the Chinese Communist Party. This got a little overshadowed yesterday by some other things that were happening on social media. But nevertheless, this is what the president said. Cut number 20.
We had a very good talk, and we've straightened out any complexity. It's very complex stuff, and we straightened it out. The agreement was we're going to have Scott and Howard and Jameson will be going and meeting with their top people and continue it forward. But no, I think we have everything. I think we're in very good shape with China and the trade deal. We have a deal with China, as you know, but we were straightening out some of the points having to do mostly with rare earth magnets and some other things.
So those reduced trade tariff rates, they remain in effect?
Yeah, we have the deal. I mean, we've had a deal. We announced the deal, and we'll be, I guess you could say, I wouldn't even say finalizing it up, Scott. I would say we have a deal, and we're going to just make sure that everybody understands what the deal is. Okay.
I think, Dr. Coates, as we think about this, you know, the Chinese wanted to destroy Donald Trump. I mean, my own theory is that COVID came from a lab and it wasn't an accidental leak. I think they really wanted to see him gone. What scares me about this recent incident with these people bringing in this agricultural bioweapon is that we're watching deja vu all over again, to quote Yogi Berra. So, they, even if we have a deal with them, they still want to defeat us economically, and they're never going to stop trying, it seems like.
No, and in the case of the biohazard, they want to defeat us physically. And this exposes more of the kind of delusional rot we have in our institutions of higher education. I mean, one of them originally was a researcher at the University of Texas, and then she was hired by the University of Michigan to do postdoctoral research. Why is this happening? I mean, how many Americans are doing postdoctoral research in Chinese universities? The number is minuscule, but yet we have thousands and thousands of these people at our most sophisticated research universities doing research that is funded by the American taxpayer. These are all these grants everyone's going on about, how our entire scientific community is going to be undermined if we don't continue the gravy train of federal grants for universities. But why are they going for Chinese researchers? Are there no Americans who are working on these things? And if there aren't, I mean, maybe we should develop some in-house capacity if this is something we want to do, rather than train other foreign nationals on ways to kill us.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more, Dr. Victoria Coates. And I know that the students from China, it's not like, you know, you're studying from another country that you're free to come. You can't leave China and come to the United States unless the CCP wants you to come. And then we know, and we've talked about this for years. I mean, these students come here and their job is to spy for the Chinese Communist Party. Otherwise, they're not allowed to come. They don't have the freedom to be able to just leave.
No, they're required to. They're required to send sensitive information back. I mean, that's part, as you say, of their program. And you know, the president is 100% correct to start to question this practice of just handing out J-1 and B-1 visas like candy to these people. And the other thing about the biohazard that I think is important for your audience is there are two things we can do as the United States that China can't do. And one of them is we can fuel ourselves. Obviously, we participate in a global market. But if suddenly all imports of energy were cut off to the United States, yes, there would be a disruption. But we could fuel ourselves if we had to. Mm-hmm. We could figure that out. The Chinese can't. The other thing we can do they can't do is feed ourselves. And so the particular toxin our people have done some work on this, but that they were looking at would have particularly gone after our wheat crops, our barley crops, and our corn crops. That's what would have been damaged. So, you know, really the building blocks of our ability to feed ourselves. So is that an accident? Is that just a coincidence?
Right.
That just
right.
as the Chinese were trying to exploit the green so-called transition by dominating solar panels and wind turbines and whatnot and trying to, you know, make us energy dependent on them, were they trying to undermine are looking into how they could undermine our ability to feed ourselves?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And what that would cause, and they have no original ideas, the intellectual property theft. So I have this theory, Dr. Coates, that COVID came from the movie Contagion, which was a 2011 Stephen Sondheim movie or Soderbergh movie where, you know, this virus comes from China, basically, and then the entire society is shut down. I think China watched that movie. And then they watched a show on HBO called The Last of Us about this fungus virus that winds up turning people into fungus people. And now they're smuggling this fungus into America. They can't even come up with their own ideas on how to bring about the apocalypse of America. It's unbelievable.
Well, and I'd rather not live out one of these movies. I don't actually like them that much. And so all things considered, I don't want to become a fungus person. I don't want to see all of our crops destroyed. And there is no reason for it. And I mean, I witnessed this in the first Trump term where you would have politically appointed scientists at DOE who would insist that we had to go ahead with collaboration with China, that they were our scientific partners and that we couldn't let politics intrude. That is so deeply, deeply dangerous. And it is still a creeping disease, particularly on DOE, which is unique because it controls our national laboratories. But obviously, it's also the case in academia.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Absolutely. And, you know, it's also, I think, relevant to think about. Let me come back to this in just a second. Dr. Victoria Coates is with us today, and it's great to have her on the show as we were talking about a variety of issues. Her book, of course, which is a must-read book, Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Let me ask you about this issue with you've got now all these students on these college campuses who are experiencing really this anti-Semitism that we're having. Today's D-Day. Today is 81 years since people liberated France. We'll talk about someone very close to you in just a moment on that. But as I'm thinking about that today, I heard some whack job on CNN or someplace else, I forget, accusing Donald Trump of being the reason why like you had the anti-Semitism against this guy in Boulder who went out there and tried to kill Jewish people. And now the Boulder police are stepping up their security. And you also have a situation now where they had to cancel an event, a Jewish event in one state because of this. And yet this person on CNN was blaming Donald Trump for this. But as far as I can tell, all this comes from the fact that you've got Democrat politicians out there who are openly accusing Israel of genocide. As I think about the words genocide, just like when they call Trump Hitler. These are very specific words. People want to stop Hitler. They want to stop genocide. I think the left knows what they're doing when they say these things. I think when Bernie Sanders says it, when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it, when they accuse Israel of genocide, they say these things deliberately. They know what they're doing.
Oh, of course they do. I mean, and, you know, yes, I know we'll talk some more about D-Day, but just the really heroism of the American and allied forces and what they did that day to go and liberate the death camps, the actual Nazi death camps where 6 million Jews were eradicated. And, you know, as you go back and look at the history of World War II, and that passage in the book was actually the hardest for me to write. I referred to it as spending 2 weeks with Hitler, which was unpleasant. And you look at how this happened and how so many people became complicit in it and agreed to it and supported it and actually physically took part in it. I mean, the degree to which that society was consumed by hatred and the belief that all of their woes would be solved if they just eradicated this one group of people, that's not news. I mean, that's been going on since the Middle Ages and before, throughout the history of the Jewish people, going back 3,500 years. And so the notion that simply by winning World War II, we had eradicated it was clearly wrong. And the way it has sprung out on our streets, this isn't just in Israel. This isn't an Israel-Palestinian issue. This is an American issue. And the female of the Israeli diplomats who was killed, were killed 3 weeks ago, Sarah Milgram, was an American citizen. She wasn't a dual citizen. She was an American citizen. And the killer didn't care. He just wanted to kill Jews. That guy in Boulder, the illegal immigrant who was here because Joe Biden gave him an extension on his visa, wanted to simply kill Jews. And these were Americans on the streets of an American city. So this is a huge problem for us at home. And the idea that it is somehow Donald Trump's fault, who is, of course, the father of an observant Jewish couple and the grandfather of observant Jewish grandchildren from Jared and Ivanka, that he is somehow the root of anti-Semitism is disgusting and disgraceful. And I think what we have to recognize is that, you know, when you have Kamala Harris, you know, accepting the accusations of genocide on George Mason University campus in 2022, exactly a year before October 7th, and you had some pro-Hamas person get up and start screaming about genocide, she thanked her for sharing her truth. That is condoning it. And then the politicians you mentioned are mainstreaming this. And so it's a double-edged sword there. On the one hand, they're making targeting President Trump and his supporters somehow justified. And then on the other, they're actually making the real bigots acceptable.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, when you say it like that, and you put it in the context of that, and then you think what the ramifications are, because I would have, you know, if I could have killed Hitler, I would have. If I could have prevented genocide, I would have. It should not be anyone's truth that Israel is committing genocide. It should not be anyone's truth that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. These are horrible, horrible things to say. And the consequence of that, of course, is that people feel empowered to take over commencement addresses and start yelling about Israel. And they feel empowered to start going after people who are speaking out, you know, for Israel. And there's a lot of conspiracy nuts out there. You know, I'm getting really tired of some of these people there on social media. What I keep hearing is that they're being funded by Qatar and that they're spreading propaganda about Israel. Oh, Israel's behind this and Israel's behind that. Do you have any insight into that for me? Because I was having a conversation literally about this yesterday when I was up in New York at Fox News. And these online influencers who seem to be getting paid by, and maybe Qatar, maybe another foreign country, I don't know. But that's their whole idea, is to start getting the conversation out there that Israel is trying to manipulate all these things behind the scenes.
Well, there historically has been a lot of anti-Israel propaganda, unfortunately funded by a whole range of our Arab partners and allies. And a lot of it is going into the schools. And Qatar has historically been a major funder of U.S. universities, but they have recently been rather dramatically eclipsed by UAE. And so, you know, that is why I think the itinerary of the president's recent trip was so important. He went from Saudi to Qatar to UAE. Traditionally, it's been the Saudis and the Emirates against the Qataris. I think the president was sending the signal, hey, I need all three of you. I need all three of you to shape up and stop this noxious behavior. And so that has been, you know, our position. It was his position in the first term as well, that, you know, that this needs to be pointed out very clearly as a problem, and that we are not going to tolerate the incitement against Israel in the United States. And so I think it is a solvable problem. We just have to be very clear with our partners that if they want to retain their American bases, if they want to retain their major non-NATO ally status, that there are going to be requirements, and that we're not going to tolerate this creep in our society. And, you know, the other thing about Qatar that's just an interesting reality is the number of actual ethnic Qataris is quite small. It's about 300,000. By the end of this decade, they're going to have the largest sovereign wealth fund in history. And that will be in the service of 300,000 people. So how that money is deployed, I mean, there is no historical parallel to what is emerging. And they'll be the world's largest exporter of natural gas. So, you know, from my perspective, that means I want to talk to them. I would like to influence how all this plays out.
Sure.
And if I demonize them, I can't have that conversation. Now, that said, nobody's perfect, and we do need to tell them when, you know, we have problems with behavior, and there have to be penalties if it's truly damaging. But at the same time, this isn't as simple a situation as a lot of folks are trying to make it. And my concern is that the race to demonize Qatar will distract everyone from the real foe, which is the Iranians.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interesting. Well, as always, you give us a lot to think about, Dr. Victoria Coates. So as we mentioned, today is D-Day. I'm going to give everybody a warning that our allergies may act up here. Today on the floor of the House of Representatives. Yeah, I just it's pollen. It's some dust. I'm not today on the floor of the House of Representatives, Congressman Chip Roy, friend of yours, a stalwart defender of the Constitution, stood up today and read a letter. And I'd like to play this for you and then get your reaction. And then we're also going to put a picture up on the screen. But this is Congressman Chip Roy today. Cut 32.
Letter that a dear friend of mine named Victoria Coates, who served in the Trump administration in the first administration, from her grandfather Howard. And I want to read the letter real quickly. Jane, darling, yep, honey, it's true. Your boyfriend is in it now. I can't tell you how long I've been here or where I am. That will have to come later when I get home. It's the most serious thing I've been in during all of my life. I'm well, though, darling, and still all in one piece. As you said in the last letter I got from you, the one you wrote on Invasion Day, I'm well-trained and will take care of myself. Of course, the men come first in our mission, but I'm not taking any chances personally except those in the line of duty. Most all of our officers and men are reacting fine to these new conditions. I have my own platoon and my own headquarters out in the field. Fact is, I'm sitting in my CP now writing this letter. I have Charlie Mugford here as my executive officer, and he's very capable in the field. My staff sergeant is a boy by name of Verbach from Pittsburgh. He's Polish and a darn good man. The Germans killed his grandparents in their invasion into Poland. So you can well imagine his reaction to all of this. The morale of the men is good, and that makes the job easier. Golly, I like my little field setup. I have good radio equipment, also a nice switchboard. Then I have a Jeep and weapons carrier for my CP plus my CP personnel. We get a special dehydrated ration that requires only the adding of a little water. I haven't received the picture yet, but I'm very anxious awaiting it. For supper last night, we had, as an example, baked beans, sausage, cold-packed tomatoes, biscuits, jam, and butter. Please write regularly. I need it. We haven't received any mail since coming to France, but hope to get some soon. That helps plenty. Well, darling, you're ever in my thoughts over here and are my big driving force. I, like the thousands of other Americans, am doing my damn best to get this war over and get home safely to my family.
Choking up there, Dr. Coates.
Yeah, big bad Chip. it was a lovely thing for him to do. My mother was exactly 6 months old on D-Day, and my grandfather was the second wave onto Utah Beach. And the picture he was referring to was a picture of her. He had been able to get home for 2 days to see her, but he ran up that beach knowing he had this little girl. And that, I mean, God only knows what he saw going up that beach in the second wave. And, you know, to keep going and then to, you know, fight his way across Europe as he did, wound up in Alsace-Lorraine doing liberation work and, you know, made it home. He was one of the lucky ones and was a very successful exec with New Holland Machinery in Lancaster and lived to see his children grow up and have grandchildren. And it just, you read a letter like that with those, you know, simple details, you know, what he wanted to tell his young bride about what he was eating, that he was comfortable, you know, that he was thinking about her. You know, it just brings the humanity of what happened that day, I think, so clearly into relief. So I'm glad people are enjoying reading it. And it's very precious to us, of course.
If we could put the picture up on the screen for those watching on YouTube, you dedicated the book to your grandfather. And I just want to read what you wrote here. You said, "For my grandfather, U.S. Army Captain Howard Allen Downey, who stormed up Utah Beach in the D-Day invasion to liberate Europe from the Third Reich, and for my mother, Anne Downey Gardner, whose namesake anti-aircraft gun, the baby Anne, was hunting Nazis when she was 6 months old." Tell us about that.
It's a picture.
The baby
Anne. Well, that was his platoon. He had an anti-aircraft gun, so they were trying to take on the Nazi bombers and shoot the planes out of the sky. And he named it the Baby Ann, and he hung her little pink shoes over the gunwale, and that's a picture. If you look closely, you can see he's standing in front of it. And, you know, it was fun. We took her to Jerusalem, and she's going to be mad at me because now I'm dating her, both by saying she was 6 months old on D-Day and by saying that we had her 75th birthday in Jerusalem a couple of years ago, and the then director of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the director of missile defense gave her something I envy grievously, which is a kind of a plaque with three models on it of the three interceptors for the Israeli missile defense systems, Iron Dome, David Sling, and Arrow 2 and 3. And it says on it, you know, happy birthday, Mrs. Gardner. Missile defense has come a long way in the last 75 years. So it's wow. Sort of a fun tribute to the Baby Ann.
Well, a well-deserved tribute. And as you said on social media earlier today, at Victoria Coates, by the way, you should follow Dr. Coates, you said your grandfather would have never thought something like that would be possible, that a member of Congress who's friends with his granddaughter, who worked for the President of the United States, was reading a letter that he had sent his wife during World War II. Really remarkable.
Yep, it's an important day, and I'm glad so many folks are remembering it. I'm glad that Secretary Hegseth is in Normandy today. That's important to sort of give witness to the last survivors who are still alive, who are there. It is an important reminder that we can't take all this for granted. You know, what they fought can creep back, and if we don't take care of it now, I shudder to think what we may be facing in the future.
Well said, my friend. Have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us. Go take care of those allergies, all right?
I will. Take care, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm not crying. You're crying. All right. Lot to get to as we continue along the show here today. We've got a half hour nonstop talk coming straight ahead. Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, because when it comes to dental care, there's no one better than Dr. Mike. He is the best of the best, and it is about care. It is about compassion. That's what Dr. Mike Veneria is all about. So I want you to go see him today. Look, there's a lot of these chain dental offices out there, and they're about cost. Dr. Mike is about care. That's why the entire Zioli family goes to see Dr. Mike Veneria today. It was cute today. I took Reagan for her checkup, and she told the medical checkup, you know, her well visit, and she said to the doctor, I like going to the dentist. My dentist is Dr. Mike. He's really nice. I thought, that's so cute. But he's a great guy, and he's also the master of dental implants. So if you need an implant, if you need complicated dental work, then go see him, because he'll give you a free dental implant estimate, and you'll be on your way to having that beautiful smile that you deserve. All right? All you got to do is go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. Dr. Mike Veneria, two locations to serve you, Sitteminson and Woodbury, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.